Title: Filling Dead Air with Tasteful One-Shots, Advanced DNB and Ableton Live. All right, let's talk about Dead Air in drum and bass. Because in a rolling DNB groove, dead air usually isn't actual silence. It's that moment where the track stops feeling like it's leaning forward. The drums are technically hitting, the bass is technically moving, but there are these tiny gaps where the momentum drops and the loop feels a little unfinished. And the fix is not to add more stuff everywhere. The fix is tasteful one-shots. Micro-events, little pieces of punctuation that make the groove feel alive without stealing the spotlight from the drums and bass. In this lesson, we're building a repeatable system in Ableton Live, a dedicated one-shot lane, shared sends for consistent space, sidechain and transient shaping so the snare stays king, and then some arrangement moves that make your 16 bars feel like a real section, not a loop. Before we place a single hit, set the context. Start with an existing rolling groove. Kick and snare. Tight ghost notes. Hats with movement. Bass is a 2 to 4 bar phrase with some rhythm. Then loop 8 or 16 bars. Longer than you think you need. Dead air is way easier to hear across phrases than in a 2 bar microscope. Quick tip. If you're using groove in the groove pool, apply it to your hats and ghosts now. We'll apply the same groove feel to the one-shots later, so they don't sound like they're pasted on top of the pocket. Now we create the taste lane. Make a new MIDI track and drop a drum rock on it. This track is not your transition effects track with giant risers and cinematic booms. This is your detail lane. Your secondary percussion lane disguised as FX. Load up 8 to 16 pads with a curated palette. Think short tech pleeps in the highs, mid stabs like little Reese pokes, or chord shots, Foley ticks like switches or key clicks, or metal taps, vinyl cuts and stops, and short controlled impacts. If it's huge, long, or dramatic, it's probably not for filling dead air. Save that for actual transitions. And here's a rule that will make you sound more pro immediately. Favor short, mid-quiet sounds. If a one-shot feels like it could become a lead, it's probably too much for this job. On each pad, you'll typically be in simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off for clean transients, unless the sample really needs timing tolerance. Make sure snap is on. Set voices to one for those single hits so they don't overlap and smear. And for most one-shots, high pass them. Roughly 150 to 300 Hz is a common starting point, and honestly, for many ticks and bleeps you can go higher. You're protecting the low end so the kick, sub, and snare body stay authoritative. Now, advanced coach move, gain stage the rack before you compose. Go pad by pad, and adjust simpler's gain so that when you hit around velocity 70, the loudness feels roughly consistent across samples. Not identical, just not wildly different. This is huge, because then velocity becomes musical phrasing, not a constant firefight against a random sample pack levels. Next, find the holes that matter. Dead air in DNB usually lives in a few classic places, between snare and the next hat or ghost, especially late in the bar, after a bass call before the response, endings of bar 4 and bar 8 where phrases need punctuation, and those last one or two beats before a drop or switch where tension needs a little extra thread. Here's the workflow I want you to use, because it keeps you honest. Solo just drums and bass, and turn the metronome off. Yes, off. Because we're not worshipping the grid, we're listening for feel. Arm the one-shot track, loop your 8 or 16 bars, and tap in hits in real time. You're basically drumming in little accents. Then we refine. Timing-wise, tasteful one-shots tend to land on offbeats, on 16th note pickups into snare or kick, or slightly late by a few milliseconds for swagger, especially with Foley. If you want a little jungle urgency, you can place certain micro hits slightly early. Not everything, just specific ones. When you quantize, don't hard quantize unless you want it to sound like programmed FX on the grid. Start with quantize to 1/16th, but only 50 to 70%. Then manually nudge a few notes by plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny human offset is where rolling lives. Now, before we go any further, I want you to give each one shot a job. This is one of the fastest ways to stop your loop from turning into random ear candy. Mentally label each hit as one of these rolls. Pointer, it draws attention to something important. Glue, it adds subtle motion, almost disappears. Divider, it separates phrases, like end of 4, end of 8. Fake fill, it creates the illusion of extra drum activity without touching the drum pattern. Transition, it leads you into a new section. If you can't name the job, that hit is probably getting deleted later. And that's fine. We're going to do a cleanup pass anyway. Next, we set up shared space. Returns. This is the pro move, Don't slap a totally different reverb and delay on every hit. Build a little return system so all your one-shots live in the same world. Create 3 return tracks. Return A is your short room. Use Ableton Reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And keep it 100% wet because it's a send. Return B is your dub tap. Use Echo. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback about 15 to 30%. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass somewhere like 6 to 9 kHz. Add subtle modulation if you want it to move, but keep it controlled. Return C is crunch. Put a saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then an auto filter high pass around 200 to 400 Hz with a touch of resonance if you want bite. Now on your one-shot pads, send small amounts to the room and the dub tap for depth. Use crunch selectively. Discipline moment. If everything is wet, nothing hits. Tight space is what keeps DNB punchy. Next, make the one-shots audible without fighting the drums. This is where a lot of people mess up. They keep turning the one-shots up until they hear them clearly, but then the snare loses impact, and the groove starts to blur. Instead, we make room. Put a compressor on the one-shot track and sidechain it from the snare, or from your drum bus if that's easier. Starting point. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. Now the snare automatically punches a hole through the one-shot lane, and your detail sits behind the backbeat, not on top of it. If some hits feel too soft even after that, you can use drum bus after the rack. Add a little transient boost, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Keep boom off most of the time unless it's a specific low impact. Add tiny drive, like 2 to 8%. We're not trying to destroy it. We're trying to make tiny sounds read in the mix at low volume. And speaking of low volume, here is an advanced concept. Micromasking on purpose. Sometimes the best one-shot is the one that almost disappears under the hats. It changes the perceived texture without sounding like, hey, I added an extra sound. A great test is, does the groove feel different when I mute it? If it only matters when it's muted, you're doing it right. That's heard when muted instead of heard when added. Now we get into varination, because taste is never fully stack. Start with velocity. Keep most hits lower than you think, like velocity 40 to 80. Accent phrase endpoints, like the end of bar 4, bar 8, bar 16. Pitches next. If a one-shot is tonal, nudge it plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones to create call and response. If your track has a root note, tune a few stabs or bleeps to chord tones, root, minor 3rd, 5th. Even in heavy DNB, this stops your effects from feeling out of world. If you're on live 11 or later, use probability. Apply chance like 30 to 70% to tiny Foley ticks, and use velocity range so the randomness still feels controlled. But here's the key, probability with rules. Use two similar Foley hits. Make one appear around 55% of the time, the other 25% of the time, and don't allow both at once. The way you do that is choke groups inside drum rack. Put those related hits in the same choke group so only one can play at a time. This is a major cleanliness upgrade and it prevents those accidental overlaps that make your lane feel spammy. Now let's do some concrete placements that scream pro DNB, because I want you to have go-to moves. First, the pre-snare pickup. Drop a tiny metallic tick on the 16th right before the snare. High pass it aggressively so it's basically air. Send a touch to the dub tap. That little anticipation makes the snare feel like it arrives with more intent. Second, the end of 8 stamp. On the last beat of bar 8, place a short stab or a vinyl cut. Automate an auto filter closing down like a low pass that tightens into bar 9. That creates tension without changing the drums. Third, call and response with bass. If your bass phrase hits drum on beat 1, answer with a one-shot on the layer 16ths of that beat, like around 1.3 or 1.4. Keep it mid or high so it doesn't fight the sub. Fourth, the ghost fill without touching the drums. Add two tiny Foley hits between beat 3 and 4, like on the E and a subdivisions. Keep velocity low, send a little short room, and suddenly it feels like the drums are doing more, even though your actual drum pattern hasn't changed. Now, density strategy. Use negative space patterns. If bar 3 is busy with drum ghosts and hat movement, make bar 4 one-shots minimal. Alternating density is a huge reason pro loops feel like they breathe without ever going empty. And here's another advanced trick, interlock with the hats. Duplicate your closed hat MIDI to the one-shot track. Then delete 80 to 90% of the notes. Keep only the ones that happen right after the snare or right before the kick. Now your one-shots inherit the hat pocket automatically, and you're basically carving little moments out of an already grooving rhythm. Let's do a quick sound design upgrade, because Advanced DNB loves resampling. Try a transient first resampling workflow. Send a one-shot through your room and echo. Record or resample it to Audivo. Then zoom in and cut only the first 50 to 200 milliseconds, the character moment. Put that micro chop back into the rack as a new one-shot. That gives you processed flavor, but still punchy and mix-ready. Very DNB. You can also do hybrid click plus tail layering, one super short high-passed click for clarity, plus a slightly longer tonal or noisy tail underneath for vibe. Blend it so the click is consistent and the tail is subtle. That's how you get detail that survives low-volume listening. If you want to get really advanced with space, you can use envelope follower. Put an envelope follower on the snare track and map it to the one-shot track utility gain for a tiny dip, or map it to echo feedback on the return so the delay backs off exactly when the snare hits. That keeps your backbeat clean automatically. Now, once your hits are in and it feels good, it's time for the part that actually defines taste. The cleanup pass. Mute half your one-shots, literally. Then ask, does the groove feel worse? If not, delete them. Your goal is not to prove you can fill every gap. Your goal is to preserve drum authority while adding motion. Then listen in the full mix at low volume. If you only notice the one-shots when the volume is up, they're probably too loud. These details should read even when quiet, but as texture, not as features. Do a spectrum and EQ pass too. Put EQ 8 on the one-shot track, high pass most content somewhere, between 150 and 400 Hz depending on sounds. This audio version is shortened for playback.